The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've all heard of the climate change deniers. Many of them are high profile like Donald Trump, and they tend to preach loudly to their own converted. But young people who used to regard themselves as being in the vanguard of climate action are now being misinformed on hugely popular shows online. I'm joined now by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So we used to look at the headlines in conventional media and you'd see the climate change deniers were on the cookie end of things.
Yeah, well, this is a weird thing. If we look at the media history of climate change, we have known, and I always have to put this in context, we have known about the reality of climate change arguably since the 1800s. We had the Irish scientist Tyndall was one of the first people to demonstrate the greenhouse effect, which is a very famous thing that actually drives some global warming. And we've known about this for a long time. And since the 1960s, at least, fossil fuel companies have known about it. And yet, media coverage for decades was skewed 50-50, even though the scientific establishment was overwhelmingly confident that humans were driving climate change. Now, the reaction was standard denialism for the most part. This was people saying climate change isn't real, it's all a hoax, whatever, that kind of stuff. Like Donald Trump, you mentioned there. But more recently, there's been a more insidious version of it, which has moved away from climate change isn't real to climate change is no big deal. Or, you know, it's really liberal to want to do something about it, it's going to be fine. And this has been driven by what we call new media. So this is no longer the newspapers and the radio and TV shows. This is the huge online shows.
Now, it's very interesting. You are quoting research which has been done by Yale University. The question is, with Trump and cutting universities, will that kind of research actually stop?
There's actually already been two misinformation labs shut down in the States. All misinformation research is being shut down in the States. It's one of the key words that Trump has run through, because obviously his entire brand relies on misinformation, right? But it's a very sentient point here. So it was Yale and Media Matters who looked at this recently, and they looked at the new media ecosystem. These are your podcasters, your YouTubers, these people draw huge audiences. Joe Rogan, for example, who's the number one new media figure, attracts a weekly audience of about 40 million people at least, right?
It's extraordinary. You've had to be a graphic here, which shows in pink the right-leaning shows that are as defined by Media Matters. And then in light blue, you've got the left-leaning shows, and the pink far dominates the blue.
Absolutely. And this is over 60% of new media is very, very left-leaning, but has a much higher listenership. It has about five times the listenership for the most part, right? And it's mainly aimed at young men. So it's very genderized as well. But these are people like Charlie Kirk. You have Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro. Yeah. So these are huge audiences. And on all of these, when Media Matters and Yale looked at this, they found that all of these channels, Jordan Peterson, of course, are spreading new climate change or new denialism, which is the downplaying of it. And the reason that's kind of happening is because it's really impossible to deny climate change now when people are living through climate change exacerbated disasters.
So some people are saying, yeah, climate change does exist, but all these things that we might have to sacrifice in order to prevent it, they don't work, so why bother?
Exactly. So they haven't even had the intellectual humility to say we were wrong about denialism. They've just pivoted to it's no big deal. And this is very insidious because, particularly with young people, that seems more convincing. And you have a very male audience here. Now, the reality is that is not true either. The IPCC and other professional climate change bodies and scientists studying this say this is going to be very, very bad for all of humanity. We're going to parts of the world that are unlivable. And you have these massive podcasters and YouTubers shrugging their shoulders going, no big deal.
Now, why is this happening? What is driving this kind of attitude among, you know, they all seem to share views, don't they? And there's no logical reason why they should all be climate deniers.
Absolutely. And Yale looked at this and found that a lot of climate denial, or the new climate denial, pivot from COVID denialism, from the same people that were saying, don't wear masks, don't take vaccines. It's contrarianism is a very popular genre. And we often say on this
anti-establishment
stuff.
If Biden says this, well, it can't be true.
Yeah, if you say, don't put your hand in the fire, I'm going to put my hand in the fire, right? And the thing about this as well that's driven this, if we look historically at what funded climate change disinformation, it was fossil fuel companies. And this is quite well known. They ran massive disinformation campaigns. They also are huge funders of new media. Now, that's not the only reason. There's a psychological reason we can talk about as well. But that's part of a reason. You have oil and gas billionaires who are putting money in, say, Charlie Kirk show, for example. The that one was funded massively by donations from fracking millionaires, because again, they don't want their golden goose slaughtered, right?
But there's another element of this would be libertarianism, the idea that you don't want the state messing about with your rights. No regulation, please.
Yeah, you nail on the head there. So a lot of the psychological drive that people reject climate change on, this has been really well studied over the years, particularly with the older full-on denialism form, was that if people were free market libertarians, that was the biggest single predictor of whether they rejected climate change. Because when you're faced with the reality of climate change, mm-hmm. and say you are a libertarian, you have two options. You can go, oh dear, what I'm burning fossil fuels, I'm harming my neighbor's property, I have to reevaluate my ideas of trespass, which is very important to libertarians, and come up with a change my philosophy to suit that. That's very hard to do. It's much easier to deny there's a problem and just go, no, it's a lie, it's a hoax. So again, if you don't like the idea of regulation, you either have to go, okay, I have to bend my boundaries a bit and accept some regulation, or I deny there's a problem.
Will anything change their minds, do you think? I mean, you talked before about Mel Gibson.
Just remind people, was on Joe Rogan's podcast, both of them decrying climate change as Mel Gibson's house was burning down in a climate change exacerbated wildfire. And so will things change their mind? No, but what we can do is stop this misleading other people. So I think we need to get the message across to young people in particular that this soft form of denialism, this new denialism, is still nonsense. We have to listen to what the scientists actually say. And again, the IPCC and everything else, climate change is disastrous for everyone. The people downplaying it have a vested interest, and we need to be more media literate and skeptical about what we're hearing in the most positive way. Not denialism, but skepticism.
What's interesting to me is the fact that you have this largely male audience following these guys, and they're drawn to them for one topic, and then they tend to agree with them on all the topics.
Because they get the impression, this is the illusory truth effect as well, they get the impression that they are getting informed. Let's never forget that podcasts and YouTube shows are entertainment. There is no journalistic standard. There is no fact-checking. And we know, again, the same report here from Yale, look, the fact that they don't fact-check. So just because it's entertaining and catches your attention doesn't mean you're learning anything. And I think it's really important to remind people of that fact.
All right. Depressing times we all live in. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk. Now,